Last night, Carter once again appealed to us via the hotline regarding the issue of the twisted story they have dreamed up about the presence of our military brigade in Cuba. There is nothing new in the message. We informed Comrade Gramico, who is conducting negotiations with the fans about that. Today, Comrade Gramico sent a rough draft of a response to that telegram. I think that we must assign the same commission to urgently and attentively review, and if necessary, rework this draft. After which, as Comrade Gramico suggests, having agreed with Fidel, we will send our response to Washington, to Carter. The comrades are familiar, evidently, with the draft. The telegram was distributed. Kosygin. I agree with the draft response, but with a minor editorial correction. I would strike a pair of words, and to be ruled by cold reason. Brezhnev. Comrades Alexandrov, A.M. and Ponovrev, B.M. also have corrections. Alexandrov. I would like to suggest beginning the text of the letter with the following. First of all, I must openly tell you, Mr. President, that we are extremely surprised by the openly hostile to the Soviet Union campaign, which has been launched in the USA with the active participation of the administration, for which the United States has absolutely no real reason.
Drop offs to make on the way back here, so it's probably going to be a full day for you. Pete! They are apparently shorthanded over...
...theory states that the crash was a result of a dispute in monetary policy between the G7 industrialized nations, in which the United States, wanting to prop up the dollar and restrict inflation, tightened policy faster than the Europeans. The crash, in this view, was caused when the dollar-backed Hong Kong Stock Exchange collapsed, and this caused a crisis in confidence.